Shelo nitna lihitoba b'yedechot. The halacha of a shvuas of a b'saitam does not come about by neidechot. The Rashi says shvuas shelo b'yedechot gemin hasam tesorach shnei edim sherol shenistro. That is a pasha of a soitif only if you have two edim that they found them alone together. The yalev dava dava mimamin. If you only have one edechot on the stira, that does not make the pasha of soitah. So the Kal v'chomer, madach by this shvuah of a soita, with one edechot, you cannot make a swear. Still, megalgalin, there's this pasha of omen omen, that we make a swear, a double swearing, for something else also. So mamen, in the case where I'm asking you for money, shenitim litove v'edechot, there is a pasha of edechot by mamen. We always dashin edechot lekom legabi mamen, but it's kom legabi shvuah. And when Eidechot says you owe money, you have to swear connected that Eidechot. So there is a pasha of a shvuah by an Eidechot. See, if so, Einar Din, isn't it a svar for shua shemegalgulin? That there should be a svar of gilgul shvuah. That once I make you swear to me, let's say that you owe me money, so once you have to swear on money, I could also make you swear that you owe me the karak also. Setzas kal b'chayma. If gilgul shvuah applies by saita, where an Eidechot does not help, so by moment where an Eidechot does help, for sure you should have the Svara of Gilgul Shvua. Now the Gemara says, Ashkechon Bavadai. We only find when you have to swear a Bavadai Shvua. In other words, by a Tainas Bori. Then you have to swear. The question is though, Sofik Minolan, how do I know when I want you to swear of a doubt, how do I know a Tainas Shema also you have to swear a Gilgul Shvua? The Tainas Shema Rashi says that's Kagoyin Shvua Sashutfim, for your reason. Shechokin, if two partners divide up, so then one partner has the right to make the other partner swear that he did not take any extra money. Even though that's only a Shema, I don't know for sure you took any extra money, I only have a doubt. And from a doubt I have a right to swear, and there the Gemara says there's a Gilgul Shvua there also. So Minolan, how do we know that on a Suffolk, on a doubt of a Shvua, also you can make a Gilgul Shvua? So Rashi says, because imi kal v'chavifon from Saita le'domi, the Saita is different. Because I tell you, by Saita, all the Shavua of a Saita is only by a Suffolk. Like the case of a Saita is the husband is only has a doubt if his wife really lived with the man or not. So the Pasha of Saita is only by a Suffolk. That's what is a Gilgul Shavua. But maybe by money matters, where we find the main Shavua is, when I say for sure, Tainas Vadai, that you owe me money, so then you have to swear to me. So how do we know, even when I don't have a Tainas Vadai, by Shutzvim, when we divide up, where I do not know 100%, I'm not saying for sure you took extra money. Only with a doubt I want you to swear. So how do we know by a doubtful shavua of mamin, there's a pasha of gilgul? That you can't learn out from Saita. Gemara says that Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, Nemro shavua b'chutz, it says the pasha of shavua b'chutz, which means a regular shavua of mamin. V'nemro shvua b'fnim, and it says the word shvua b'fnim by a saita, that a saita yimashviha in the azar itself. So therefore, it's exer shava. Ma shvua hamur b'fnim, just like the shvua by saita. Asa b'safik vadai, that the same halach is applied by a vadai, applied by a safik, because the whole parsha of saita is mainly the husband only has a doubt if his wife lived with the man or not. Still, there's a parsha of Gilgul Shvua. Once she has to swear she did not live with this man, you have a right to ask her to swear she did not live with any man you want. Is Av Shvua Hamur Bachutz, the same parsha of Shvua that says outside the Azorah, which means by every court case, whenever I make you swear because you owe me money, is also the svara should be also b'safik vaday, that we should make a safik just like vaday, just like by vaday Shvua. That's the limit before that you do have, you could swear. You do make a Gilgul Shvua because of the Kal v'chomer. So now the Gzeira Sheva tells me that even by a Suffolk Shvua, by Shutfim, when they divide up, that one has to swear to the other one that he did not take any extra money, there's also a Gilgul Shvua there also. You could also make him swear other things also. Now the Gemara says, Ad Heichon Gilgul Shvua. How far does the Gilgul Shvua go? So Rashi says means, Koicha Shagilgul Galgul Dover Shenish Boin Alov. How far, how many things could be included that now you could make him swear? Since he's swearing anyway to you, you could cause him to swear other things also. How far does it go? Samarav Yudamarav, Diyomale, could even go so far that he shove li, Shein Avdiyata. once you have to swear to me that you don't owe me these $50, I could also make you swear that you're not my Yevet. Because I have a right to say, you're my Yevet, you sold yourself to me, you have to work for me. You want to say, not like that. So swear to me. Even for such a thing like this, I can make you swear. So Gemara says, no. Hahu shemutim mishamtinilei. If somebody says it to somebody else, adarab, you have to put him into shant, you have to put him into nidui. Like, it's not a nice thing to say to anybody that you're my Yevet. To time you, learn like this. Hakoyra lechaveru Yevet, if somebody calls his friend, a Nevet Kanani, yehei ben nidui, we put him into nidui. We have to put you, we give you a band, we put you away. Mamzer, somebody calls you a mamzer, seifekes haboyim, midrabonin, we give that person a kenas of makas mardis for calling somebody a mamzer. Rosha, if somebody calls you a Rosha, you're a dimolachayev, means you have a right to hate him, and you have a right to even to cause him trouble. Means go down to his business to give him trouble, you have a right. Rashi says, Rosha, somebody calls you a Rosha, is you're a dimolachayev, kleimar. Lezu ain't Bezdin Zakakim. Bezdin doesn't give him back any punishment. The first two cases, Bezdin either puts him into Nidui, or Bezdin gives him Akis. If somebody calls you a Nevet, or somebody calls you a Mamzer. But if somebody just calls you a Rosha, then Bezdin doesn't do anything back to him. Ah, well, who but you yourself that was called this Rosha, Mutil is Noisai. You have a right to hate him for that. Viyafla Mayat Panasosai. You also have a right, like, to stop to be Mayat his Panasa. For Leirid Lumnosa to go into his business. If he has a store, you have a right now to start a store right next to him to ruin his business. You have a right to do this. If you call somebody an Eved, we put you into Nidui. Says, so how could you make him swear? Like, it's not something you're allowed to do. Havad, you can't make him swear on this. So what it says, Elo Amarovo, he shov ali, shloinimkar toli, be Eved Ivri. That's not such a bad thing. That I want you to swear that you did not sell yourself to me for Nevet Ivri. So once you have to swear to me that you don't owe me $50, I could also ask you to swear to me that you did not sell yourself to me for Nevet Ivri. So Mar says, Pshita, hai taina samal yasehi, memoinis legabei. That's a good taina then. Like, why not? Of course you can make a shvua. Like Rashi says, even without Gilgul, nami have you made the mixas. He heavy lay a dechod, or else he has an a dechod. Avadi, you have to swear, because I'm tining that you sold yourself to me for an Eved Ivri. So in other words, you have to work for me for 6 years now. So I have a good time that you have to work for me. And if you say no, so Avadi, you have to swear. In the case, let's say you're a Moedib and Iksas, or let's say I have an a dechod that you sold yourself for me for an a dechod. So Pshita, then you're going to have to swear. We don't have to come on to a Gilgul Shavua, that since you have to swear someplace else, you have to swear here also. Pshita, you have to swear over here. Sumar says, no, Rava Lataime. Rava goes according to his tam. The Yomar Rava says, Eved Ivri Gufa Konui. You should know, when you buy an Eved Ivri, your mamish own his guf. So therefore, you won't have to swear on it. So Rashi says, Viena Tainis Metautlim. If you own the guf, so it's not called like metautlim anymore. It's more like karka then. So that's why you wouldn't have to swear. Unless you have a Gilgul Shavua. So Gemara says, Yehochi is so high in the karka. He's so against. So what's the chiddush here? Pshita, that's like karka. And the Mishnah says this. That's what the Mishnah says. That once you have to swear to me that you don't owe me money, I could also make you swear that you don't owe me karka. Even though on karka itself you don't have to swear, but once you have to swear to me for other things, I can in Megalgul cause you to swear me for karka also. So what's Rabbi's chiddush here about a Nevet Ivri? Pshita, I can make you swear, I de Gilgul. Even if it's like karka, but it's not worse than karka. So Mar says, yes. Mal the time I would have thought to say, karku diavi inshi demazne bitzina. Property, people sell privately sometimes. So therefore, emisa dezovin less like koila. Even if it's true, I say that you sold me a property. So if so, and you say no, so there I can hear why you have to swear to me. Because it's possible that you sold it privately and nobody else knows about it. So therefore, maybe you're lying that you didn't sell it to me. Even though people don't know about it, but it's possible you could sell it privately. Therefore, if I want to make you swear, the Mishnah says I have a right to make you swear. But here, by Nevet Ivri, hi, emisa dezovin koilisle. Here I would have thought to say, if you really sold yourself to me for Nevet Ivri, that has a koil. Everybody should have known about this. And since nobody knows about it, that should be a proof that really you did not sell yourself to me for an Eved Ivri. So therefore, when I want you to swear, maybe I can't make you swear, because there's no purpose for you to swear, because like for sure you weren't sold. That's what I would have thought. So Kamashma not tzachidish, you know, Kamashma not like that. Kamashma that even on an Eved Ivri, also I can make you swear. So that's a chiddush of Rava, that not only by karka can I make you swear at a Gilgal, but who are din ayidei? For an Eved Ivri, I could also make you swear. So that's the Mishnah. Kol hanase domim bi'achar. Anything that's made money for a payment of something else, so kivin shezocha zeh, as soon as he receives the money, is neschayiv zeh b'chalipov. The other person has to give back whatever he bought. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says the Hanzel Minyan is like this. Rashi says, Kol hanase domim bi'achar. Shedakol isitze b'domim. If you want to buy a chair, I want to buy you a chair. So I give you money. So now we thought to say that the Mishnah is teaching us that if I pay money, if I give you money for something, so kivun shazocha zeh, as soon as you receive the money, I gave you this dollar bill, is neschayim zeh b'chalipin. Right away you have a chiyuv to give me back the chair, and the chair now belongs to me. Heichad denosnu b'teres chalipin. In a case where I gave you the money, b'teres chalipa, not b'teres damim. This was the Havamina. That when I give you money, I'm not giving you the money now to pay for it, but I'm giving you the money to make a kinyan chalipin out of this. A kinyan chalipin, the way it works is, when you want to buy something, the one that wants to buy the chair, he takes his handkerchief, and he gives it to the matna, the one that's selling the chair, and b'schus, as soon as the makna is kind of this handkerchief, the memela, because of that, he's automatically makna back the chair to you. So the Havamina is, kesef also works this way. That if I give the money, if I give you a dollar bill, now as soon as you're kind of the dollar bill, right away you're machai yourself a makna the chair back to me. Even if I'm not paying you the complete value of the chair. That's the Havamina. And the Mishnah is saying, Kol anase domim b'yacher. If I want to take your chair, so I'm making a kinyan chalipin with money. I'm giving you money now. So kivin shezocha zeh, as soon as you're zeicher in the money I gave you, nischayiv zeh b'chalipov. Right away, I get the chalipin, the chair belongs to me. And I'm achrayin anointin. If something happens to me, if something happens to the chair, I'm responsible, not you anymore. That's the Havamina. Then the Mishnah says, Ketzer, what's a good case of this? Hichlif shavapura. I want to exchange with you. I have an ox, and you have a cow. I want to exchange. So I give you my shor for your pura. Oichamor b'shor, I give you my donkey for your ox. So kivun shezocha zeh, as soon as you receive my shor, my ox, nischai yizel b'chalipov. Right away, I automatically get back, I own the pura now, I own the chamor now, and if anything happens to me, it belongs to me. So this, the Gemara's Gnes, doesn't make sense. Like if the Mishnah starts off telling us the Chiddush, that money could be used for chalipin, so what is the case of talking about metalklof, talking about behemoth to behemoth? That should not be a good case. We should have rather said a case of the case of money. This is the Gemara's Gnes. The Gemara is like this. Chalipin mayniyu. What does the Mishnah mean to say kiva case of hechlof or nasis zeh b'chalipov? What does the Mishnah mean to say when you give the money, you neschai zeh b'chalipin? Like the Havamina is to say it's a kinyan chalipin. So how are you doing this? Matveya with money. Says so. The Mara asks, Shema mina matveya nasa chalipin. You want to tell me then that our Mishnah says that you could make chalipin with a matveya with money? And the Gemara in Bamitziu comes out not like that. Like Rashi says, we are non kaimelon. We hold the Perakazov diyein matveya nasa chalipin. That this kinyan of chalipin cannot be done with money. It's only with utensils. With the noel, the pasuk there says shol of noel that took off the shoe, but or else with the utensils, but not with money. With money, you can't make chalipin. So how could our Mishnah say you could make chalipin with money? Therefore, the Gemara says like this rather: Omar Rav Yuda, hochi kom. This is what our Mishnah means to say: Kol hanishum domim biyacher. Anytime you make a valuation, something, how much is worth? So Rashi says it means kol davar shimbol lesitay domim biyacher. That I want to like pay money for it. Tzorach l'shumay b'damim. We have to see how much it's worth. Da'ino kol ha-metaltlim b'ami matveya. It means if I want to sell metaltlim, I want to sell you my metaltlim, a chair, I want to sell you. So we have to first find out how much it's worth. So this is what it means. Hachi kamar. called Hanishum Damim. Anything that has to have a valuation, how much it's worth. I mean, anything that's utensils, we don't know that it's not money, but we have to see how much money it's worth. The Yakar, and I want to sell it to that you should buy it.